99.7 DJX, the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show podcast. Turn it up on demand.
If you ever want the opinion of, you know, some people that aren't emotionally invested in your situation, you can always reach out to us and we'll toss it out to the listening audience here and, you know, we'll see what we can do for you. So we got this from a listener. She says, I never thought I would find myself messaging your show, but here I am.
Okay. Here we are.
Here we are. What would you do? I've been seeing my boyfriend for 4 years. He's my constant in this crazy world. I really see myself with him in the future. Even talked about marriage. We've even casually looked at engagement rings. So yeah, things are pretty serious. Last Friday, I get home from work. He's got dinner made, a glass of wine at the table. I ask him the occasion, and he tells me he has something important to talk to me about.
Oh, wow.
We sit down and eat. I'm having some wine. I'm freaking out on the inside because I think he's setting everything up to propose to me. He must have gotten that vibe because then he says that what he has to say may upset me.
Uh-oh.
So now I'm freaking out on the outside and in a bad way. I begin thinking the worst, and he starts in on this story about how much he loves me and he knows I'm his, quote, ride or die. Honestly, it's all a blur because I can't focus on anything. He then proceeds to tell me that 3 years ago, he cheated on me.
Oh, gosh.
And had a brief fling with another woman for a few weeks before breaking it off.
Wait a second. So he cheated and then there was another woman? So it was like two cheating stories?
I think the way it I got there was just one woman for a few weeks that he cheated with. Three years ago. But yeah, I don't know. I guess that remains to be seen. But anyways, continuing. He said he knows it's me he wants to be with and that he hasn't strayed or even thought about straying ever since. I was stunned. This completely took me by surprise and I just sat there quietly thinking, you know, here I am thinking he's going to propose and he hits me with, I love you, but I cheated.
Oh, my God. That is kind of like complete opposite of what she was expecting to hear.
I told him I needed to think, and I got up and left our apartment. I went to my sister's and have stayed there ever since. I haven't responded to any of his texts or calls and basically haven't had any contact with him since that night.
Oh, gosh.
I've got my friends telling me I should leave him and burn him at the stake.
Oh, wow.
But it's hard to let go of a relationship you've been in for so long. Plus, my sister is telling me to allow myself to cool down before making any decisions. So here I am asking you all now, what would you do?
Wow. Okay, so just when you think, you know, our listeners are kind of savagely honest. And I would expect a lot of times with these situations, most people are just like, leave him, dump him, red flag, all the things.
Right.
A lot of people not necessarily jumping to that. Jill says on Facebook, you actually need to sit down and talk to him.
Mm-hmm.
Ask him why he told you 3 years later and what else he's hiding. He needs to put everything out on the plate. You cannot trust him and stay with him. Or if you cannot trust him and you stay with him, you'll be miserable.
Right.
He also has to prove to you that you will be the only lady in his life. Your well-being comes first. Good luck.
You know, maybe, and I'm thinking about something that she wrote, is that maybe he was, that he wants to move towards marriage with her, but he's got this nagging thing in the back, you know, in his past. It sounds like, you know, they were a year into their relationship. At the time.
And he needs to do this with a clean slate. Like
right.
He's got to clear everything before they move forward.
Right. All right. Let us know what you think, especially 502-571-9970. You can call or text. Or, of course, at Ben and Kelly Show. Or this is on 997DJX, right?
Yep.
Yep. At 997DJX. It's group therapy. Man, group therapy. You know, usually Kelly and I can predict with a little bit of accuracy, the way you're going to react to a situation that we may present. This may not be the way I thought. Where she thought he was going to propose, then in turn is like, hey, 3 years ago, I had a fling for a few weeks with another woman. And she's all left stunned thinking, okay, I thought this guy was getting ready to say, hey, will you marry me? Instead, he's like, I love you, but I cheated. And now she doesn't know how to like take it.
But so many people are kind of giving him credit for coming clean. Chrissy on Facebook said to me, it sounds like your boyfriend really does love you. It takes a lot of courage to confront your own mistakes and come clean to the person you hurt. And people can change. In my opinion, you should give him a chance. Allow it time to sink in. Sounds like there's some trust and respect to be built. But good luck to you. Cindy kind of says the same thing. I'm wondering if he wants to marry you, but wants to go in with an open and honesty, like to clean the slate. Is he clearing the air to be able to move forward? Did he want the stain gone before he started the real commitment? Can you forgive him and let the past stay there?
Yeah, that's what I was kind of thinking.
Once trust is broken, it takes faith and time.
Right, right. It was like, okay, well, maybe he is wanting to move towards marriage, but he had this like dark, you know, past where he's like, I got to come clean and go into this with a clean conscience. Kim says, usually I throw the cheater off a high bridge, but he came clean and it was 3 years ago. That's three years of a great relationship she needs to take into consideration. I say talk to him and maybe give him a chance.
Tori said, this breaks my heart. On one hand, I want to say there are men out there who will see your worth from day one and will love you without reservation from the start. But on the other, he wanted to clear his conscience and try to get past this with you.
Yeah, and there are several people. Now, don't get me wrong. There are several people that are like, run, break up with him. And it's like, he's
only... way more that are like, hey, maybe he deserves a second chance because this might be a really good sign that he's choosing to come forward.
Maybe.
And be honest.
Rachel, what's your thought?
All right. So for me, I like what you said, you know, like maybe he's trying to like get everything off of his conscience, which is fine. But, you know, how long did this last? Was it like a one-time thing? Did it happen after they had a fight? Because if it's after they had a fight, then, you know, well, how many more times is he going to be able to do that in the future? Because when you have a relationship, you know, trust is the number one thing. You never want to have that. And people do mess up. But, you know, if it was because of, like, you know, you all had a fight or something, like, that's just... it's just not okay, especially like 1 year. It's not like, oh, we were dating a day, and then I met this girl type of thing.
Yeah.
So I think those are, like, the questions they need to ask. But then at the same time, can she go through with potentially a marriage... having that in the back of her head going like, okay, well, if he hid that so well from me, is he going to do this in the future?
Good point, Rachel. Thank you for the call. You know, I guess you can always think of that. Todd rolls in with some very sage advice, you know, from a guy's perspective, okay?
Okay.
On Facebook, he says, break up, go to Popeyes, then Instagram yourself eating a chicken sandwich. Nothing says I'm done like a good old Popeyes selfie.
What?
Then check your DMs after posting said selfie and take your pick of the available suitors.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Out of spite, of course.
That is a complete different direction from everyone that's saying, hey, let's give him a second chance.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I mean, you know, I do give him credit for trying to be honest after all these years, you know, and just saying, hey, you know, this has been weighing on me. And, you know, if we're to move forward, we have to get past the past. And I think it's more of him needing to get past the past because she didn't ask for it. Like, you know,
well, no, but now that she knows, though, she's got to see if she's got to figure out for herself if she can fully put it out of her mind and fully trust him again. Right. That's really the question, what it comes down to. And I think that the fact is that he's told her that I've never thought about that since.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I've been all in since that time, but I just wanted you to know.
Right.
To clear the air.
All right. So I think are we saying, you know.
I say team second chance.
Give him a second chance.
That's what I think.
It was 3 years ago. Mm-hmm. You know, according to you, you had a good relationship to the point where you thought he was literally going to propose to you.
And he didn't have to tell her, but he chose to because I think he wanted to make sure they're entering into their future together with all the cards on the table.
Yeah. Yeah. I just had a bad thought. Like, what if he realizes that this fling 3 years ago is getting closer and closer and closer to him, in the sense that, like, she could reach out to him, or yeah, she could reach out to his girlfriend, and or they could run into one another.
Oh, like he needed to come clean because he thought someone was going to tell her.
They were going to have like some sort of meeting together, like at the grocery store, or like bump into one another.
Well,
or something.
That's a big assumption.
I went there. That's where my mind went. So, all right. So I guess that's what we're saying, right?
Give him a second chance. I feel like it's worth it to give him a second chance, right? Because I think with a lot of other listeners, I give him credit for coming clean and telling her the truth when he really didn't have to.
All right, there you go.
She had no clue.
There you go. If you want to chime in, you can at 99.7 DJX on Facebook.